Oprah once said, "I will no longer be on TV, but use it as a force for good and not be used by TV." So when I heard this, I'm just saying, what a drop, mic drop moment this was, because when she shifted from using TV as an air, in air quotes, a service, it changed everything. And so in this episode, I hope to inspire this in you, this idea of a podcast doing that same thing, this more altruistic reason that you're here, that you're, you know, why you're doing this, something bigger. So it doesn't have to be, you know, altruistic and really huge, right? But like a bigger reason, like, why do you love this? Why do you want this, right? So beyond the marketing, beyond attracting clients, but to use it as a force for good in the world, right? Because when you come from that perspective, from that reason, of course, clients will come. In fact, clients will start flocking to you, and it'll probably happen effortlessly because your focus is not on getting anything. Your focus is being a force for good in the world. You're listening to Podcasting with Purpose for Life Coaches. My name is Karagat Warner, the podcasting coach for coaches. I believe that a podcast is a powerful medium for creating connection and community. And inside every conversation is the potential for transformation. So let's get started on yours. Enjoy the episode. Hey, welcome back. So in this episode, I am sharing powerful lessons that I've learned from Oprah, Buddhist scholar Howard Thurman, and the Sufi poet Rumi. So buckle up because I'm going a little bit deep today. Okay, so I'm going to start with lessons from Oprah. Okay, so seriously, when I'm feeling down or I need a little inspiration, I always turn to Oprah. Not always. I mean, I turn to other things, of course, but Oprah, you know, it's easy. She's easy on the ears, right? So, I mean, come on. Who doesn't find Oprah inspiring, right? So if you don't like Oprah, then you can just stop listening to this episode, okay? All right. So one day, not too long ago, I had a big, ugly cry. Yes, I did. And looking back now, I can't even remember why I was upset. And this is so interesting now that I'm looking back, right? And I know that when you look at experiences that you've had, you look back on them, if you were angry, if you were upset and confused, and you're like, wow, like, I don't even identify with that. Like, you know, it doesn't even bring up the anger or the confusion, right? So you can see how you're not those emotions. Those are just sort of minds that you had, if you will. I like to call them minds. And we can see how emotions can carry us away, right? Into who knows, like all kinds of delusion, right? But then they dissipate. They can dissipate and, you know, then they just fly away and, you know, wash over us. And the gift that came out of this experience, this big ugly cry that I had, were rough notes, which are actually the basis of this episode. And while I was filled with emotion, I asked myself, what is this here to teach me? Which is a question that Oprah asks herself when disappointment or confusion strikes. And this is very interesting to position it this way. Like, what is this here to teach me? Because the answer I find is always so revealing when it's positioned in this way. Because it's not the stuff, right? It's not the static circumstance outside of us. It's simple. And it's actually way more subtle, actually, right? Because it's teaching us how to practice something maybe, right? So when we ask ourselves, what is this here? What is this thing here to teach me? And when I say subtle, right, this thing that we can't see, it's not like obvious, right? So it's likely teaching us some really essential things, really simple things, like how to be more patient, how to be more loving, how to be more giving, how to be more compassionate with our, not only ourselves and, but really, you know, with others. So both ourselves and others. And again, it's not so easy to see because we like to go, you know, right to out the, like to find a reason outside of us. And that means we're normal, right? We know that we're functioning humans if we're doing this because it's like this habit that we have, this, like our brain will just by habit, I think it's habit, it's habitual to go outside of us. So to think in a, you know, in this way, to like ask the question, what is this here to teach me? To go inside and ask inside, it's like, it's almost like, it's not natural. So we have to, you know, sort of train ourselves. So it's very interesting. Like, you know, and we look out, when we look outside, we'll say, well, it was that thing that was on my list that I didn't do. And I'm going to go shame myself, right? I do that. That's when I do. So, or so-and-so said this or that, and now my day is a mess. It's a hot mess. Now I got to go put that fire out, right? So but it never comes from outside. It's always inside. Like that's the interesting part of this. Inner obstacles solve outer obstacles. And it's funny because when we see that our obstacles are in our mind, then anything outside is no longer a problem. It's such an interesting thing to look at. So here are three things that I want to talk about. Three things that Oprah says will carry us if we let them. So I'm going to share what they are, and then I'm going to riff. I'm going to kind of add my own little commentary, if you will, on each one, okay? So number one is know who you really are. Number two, you must find a way to serve. And number three, always do the right thing. Be excellent. Okay, so let's talk about number one. Knowing who you really are. And it's so easy to forget our magnificence and honor that, right? That we're born with a human brain, a human life, which is actually very special and very rare. And when I first heard that, actually I heard that in a meditation class, because I just want to share a little bit with you, and maybe this will help you to see how fortunate you are. Because with all the beings in the world, we are born with a complex human cognitive, you know, complex brain, right? That can help us to gain realizations and to solve problems. No other living being can do that the way a human can do it. So we get to use our life for good, to make a difference, or we use it for bad, whatever, right? We get to use it the way we choose. And we got one life. It's so subtle that we can't see that, the rareness of it and the preciousness of it. And so what happens is we get caught up in the stickiness of the stuff, the stickiness of the stuff. I just made that up. I love that. I think I'm gonna use that again. That's gonna be one of my little coined phrases. The stickiness of the stuff, the to-dos, right? The lists, the tasks, the calendars. What's next? What's next? What I have to do today? And it's so interesting when we see all of those things that just keep coming like ocean waves, right? So it's endless and it can create madness. So instead, knowing who you are, your magnificence, which means you're born worthy. You know, some call it your God nature, your Buddha nature, like underneath the dirt on the gold coin. That's who you are. You're that gold coin. So personally, I am here to create a podcast, right? Or I should say, I said that wrong. Let's rephrase it. Pause. Maybe I won't even cut this out. Like this is, hey, you guys, this is really funny. Actually, I just realized maybe this is a little living in the breakthrough, in the reality of this, of the kind of making mistakes. Normally at this point in a podcast, if I say something I didn't mean to say, I pause for like 5 seconds so that there's like a flat line, if you know what I mean. Like if you're not a podcaster yet, like when you're creating a podcast and when you look at the sound bite, if you will, it creates all these zigzags, right? But when you stop talking for like 5 seconds, it just creates a line. I call it like a flat line, like when someone loses their pulse, right? Like, you know, when someone dies or stops breathing. It's a horrible analogy, but you get the idea. That's where I know to cut. Like, okay, we're going to cut that out. Like have I do it or my editor does it, my team of people that help me, right? It's easy to do. But right now I'm going to leave it in for this illustration. But anyway, so actually, here's what I meant to say. Personally, I am not here to create a podcast, but to use it, like Oprah said before, the TV analogy, right? To use a podcast as a vehicle to create good in the world, something bigger than myself. This is the vehicle that I love, and I get to use it to fulfill my highest expression of myself as a human. Well, one of the things I get to use, right? But that's why I've been doing this for 8 years. Like I will take a chance, like I'm taking a chance with you right now, and I'm sharing these things, you know, from this kind of this more spiritual level, this more altruistic, this bigger vision level. Because this is what matters to me. I know that when I share from this place, that I am sharing from that highest expression, from that more meaningful place, that hopefully something I say will hit your heart in a different way, right? So I'm not going to hold back if I know it's going to help. Not going to hold back. Okay, so number two. Let's talk about number two of Oprah's three things that will carry us if we let them. So we just talked about number one, knowing who you really are. Number two, you must find a way to serve. Everyone can be great because greatness is determined by service and significance. The significance that you bring to it is that which is lasting. And I think Oprah said that too. And I'm just sort of paraphrasing a little bit. I love the way she said it. So there needs to be no new way of saying it, I think. So whatever your job is, right? Whatever your coaching niche is, your knowledge, using your knowledge, the spoken word here, the podcast, the paradigm of service to your people through speech is so powerful, so meaningful. So let's talk about number three, is always do the right thing. Be excellent. In every experience, do the right thing. This is how you become excellent. You become unforgettable. Oprah said this. Again, sharing all the beautiful words that have come from her. I'm adding a few riffs in here of my own, but that is another piece of this that she said. And I just love how she said, you become unforgettable when you become excellent. You know, you move aside out of your own way, out of your own scarcity thinking, you know, the things that make you feel like, oh no, people are going to criticize me or they're going to think that's weird or whatever. Who cares? When you become excellent and you know from your heart, I am doing this. I am going out on that ledge to say what needs to be said, to help in the way that needs to be helped. That's when you become unforgettable. And doing the right thing, even when nobody knows about it. That's going to follow you. Even when people don't support you too. When you stand behind what matters to you, when you stand stoically behind that, because you know you are doing the right thing. That's excellence, right? Being excellent. So I think about also when you do the right thing, right? When no one can see it, like think about how that actually, there's an effect, the law of, you know, cause and effect, right? You know what that saying, what you sow, you reap. So what you do, it bounces back. I truly believe that. I truly believe in karma. You know, we've heard that phrase, karmic payback. We kind of joke about it, but it's for real. And like I said, this law of cause and effect, it really is the law of the universe. If you think about it in your own life, but you have to think about it for yourself. Like maybe you don't believe it, but if you look at examples in your own life, you might see the truth. So I invite you to go ahead and do that. So I remember when my son was a bit younger, I used to bring him to this, it was called Dharma for Kids class. It was like, it's a meditation class for kids at my local meditation center. And they do these really fun projects with the kids. And one day they created this thing. It was so brilliant. So they took boomerangs and they decorated them with peace symbols and love stickers and hearts. And they called them Karmarangs. Isn't that brilliant? Karmarangs. I'm like, oh my gosh, that is so brilliant. Right? Because you throw a boomerang. I don't need to tell you what a boomerang does, right? But you know, when you throw a boomerang, unlike a frisbee, the boomerang comes back, right? So my son, he still has his and it's in his room. And when I go in there and I see it, I glance at it, it reminds me that, you know, when you put something out there, it always comes back. And it doesn't come back the way you think it will either. Not usually it doesn't. And it comes back like that boomerang. So I think that is so brilliant. And I love that idea. So always remember the subtle things that you do, even when they're just in your thoughts, right? The law of cause and effect. And when those thoughts become words, like everything counts. Everything counts. So those are the three things. I think they're brilliant. I'm going to repeat them again. So these are the three things that Oprah says that will carry us if we let them. Number one is knowing who you really are. Number two, you must find a way to serve. And if you're a coach, I know you're doing that already. Bravo. And number three, always do the right thing. Be excellent. And now I want to leave you with a few beautiful phrases and quotes, okay? So Buddhist scholar Howard Thurman said, and I think I may have shared this in a previous episode, and it's so good, it's worth repeating again and again. Because it's like one of those sticky note things as far as I'm concerned. You put it on a sticky note so you can see it, or in your journal or whatever. So he said, don't ask yourself what the world needs. Ask yourself what makes you come alive and go do that. Because what the world needs is people who have come alive. Beautiful. Love that. And finally, some parting words from the Sufi poet Rumi. And this is a quote that I have on my wall. And it's beautiful. It's like the words are placed on top of a background of a beautiful walking path that I hope I find someday. It's such a beautiful path. I want to walk on it, but I always imagine that I can. So here it is. It reads as follows. Let yourself be silently drawn by the stronger pull of what you really love. So be the change that you want to see. Do what makes you come alive and allow yourself to meander down the path that pulls you to what you really love. So happy podcasting and sending you love and good vibes this week. All right. See you next time.